Scholastic Audio presents Goosebumps Horror Land 12, The Streets of Panic Park by R.L. Stine. Read by Susie Jackson and Mark Thompson. The story so far. Captured, 16 kids. Captured and taken to an enormous mansion. It looked like a castle, with black stone walls and dark towers rising up on both sides. I'm Lizzie Morris. I'm 13. My brother Luke is 11. Yes, we were too young to face the kind of horror we found at Panic Park. We weren't prepared for that kind of evil. We didn't expect someone like the man, dressed all in black, who stood over us now. How did it start? 14 kids had been invited to Horrorland Theme Park as very special guests. They looked forward to a week of scary fun, but they soon discovered the scares were too real. The kids knew they were in danger. They became desperate to escape Horrorland and get to another park, a place called Panic Park. A Horrorland worker, a horror named Byron, was their only friend. He told them they would be safe in Panic Park. Luke and I had been to Horrorland before. Someone at the park started sending us information online about the kids. He called himself Monster X. He told us that Panic Park was a horrifying place, that the kids would be safer in Horrorland. Luke and I hurried to the park to warn the kids. When we arrived, 8 kids had already escaped to Panic Park. Luke and I tried to tell the remaining kids what we had learned. We told them to stay in Horrorland. But the kids were frantic to follow their friends to the other park. A girl named Jillian Gerard said she had the power to read minds.